As firefighters prepare for a busy fire season ahead, and now for some of them, a community group in the bushy outskirts of Melbourne has joined up with the local theatre company to produce a light-hearted video on fire plans. It's a light-hearted video, but it has a very serious message. The spoof, called Do You Have a Fire Plan?, has attracted more than 6,000 hits on YouTube so far, and it's actually been adopted by interstate authorities as well. Joining me now to talk about why it was made is Jodie Clark, the project manager for Be Ready Warrandyte, and also Greg Kennedy from the South Warrandyte Country Fire Authority. Before we hear their thoughts, though, here's some of what they put together, and a language warning precedes this piece of theatre.
We've got this bunker. Well, it's not really a bunker, but it's built like a brick shithouse.
Plan? Oh, yes. We've got a plan, all right?
Well, it is a brick shithouse.
I'm getting in the bath.
Well, fortunately, we're right near the river, so I'm just going to grab the kids and go and jump in the water. Sam can come too.
Yeah, Dad, I'm too.
Yeah, and Dad, if he's home.
That's where I'm going.
They mean a written plan.
Oh, it's not exactly a written plan as such, not in the sense of writing it down, no, but we know what we're doing. We're leaving.
Despite 173 people dying on Black Saturday, despite Warrandyte being declared a high fire risk area, despite the fact that 80% of Warrandyte residents expect a bushfire threat to their homes or their lives in the next few years, the vast majority of residents do not have an effective bushfire plan. We'll do what we can, but make no mistake, your safety is your responsibility.
That's Greg Kennedy speaking just there, captain of the South Warrandyte Fire Brigade. He's on standby to go to New South Wales as we speak. Greg's with me now. Hi, Greg.
Morning, how are you?
Good, good. That was, now, some of the voices we heard there, I guess, a little humorous. Are people that you come across really that unprepared?
My word. We believe that probably only 5% of households in what we would now refer to as the Greater Warrandyte area have any real effective bushfire plan.
5%?
5%.
How frustrated do you get when you hear that figure, where, you know, people in the bushland that basically don't have a plan?
Well, it's frustrating. I'm currently on a tour in the Warrandyte area with councillors from the City of Manningham, the CEO, and some of the directors from Manningham, just having a look at what the risks and the exposures are. And the thing that's clearly obvious again today is that awareness is absolutely essential, that once people become aware, we've then got to get them into the mode of doing something positive about the environment and the situation they live in, so that should we ever get impacted by bushfire, we'll certainly have some form of knowledge of what we should do. At the moment, I don't think we do.
So Warrandyte, it's really on the fringe of Melbourne, isn't it? It's a suburb, you'd say, but it's a very wooded suburb and potentially a high fire risk suburb. Is there a sense that the people on the city fringe are less prepared than rural people?
Oh, there is no doubt. We live here in the urban-rural interface. It's an absolutely fantastic part of the world to live in. And you've got the bushland, you've got the flora, fauna, you've got the Yarra River. It really is just a wonderful place to live. But every summer there is this risk of bushfire. And look, we've been very fortunate. It's back in the 60s since we've had a major fire through this area. So is that good luck? I suppose some of it is. To some fair degree, it's about preparation. It's about cleaning up around our properties. But I don't want to be a doomsday and say it's going to come, but you've got to be mindful and prepared for the fact that one day we could get impacted severely by bushfire.
Mm, and so people should have a plan in place for that.
Look, it's the question of having a plan. There's no point the day there's a fire, you hear it on the radio or wherever there's a fire at whatever street, and you think, gee, what am I going to do? That's unfortunately, I think, is when people make wrong and poor decisions and perhaps panic and go places or do things they shouldn't do, or perhaps weren't smart things to do.
Mm. Jodie Clark's also with me. Jodie's the project manager for Be Ready Warrandyte. Jodie, this has been called a great video with a powerful message by a senior CFA officer in Victoria. What was the idea behind the spoof?
Well, the whole Be Ready Warrandyte project is run by a committee of people, and one of our committee members thought it would be a good idea to do a bit of a spoof, sort of an agony aunt type video. So we looked at the results of the survey we did last year, and we identified some of the typical half-baked responses that people have to fire planning. And then we approached a local community guy here who's an advertising executive and a part of the theatre company, and he developed a script and the theatre company performed in it, and we came up with a video.
You've got to be careful though, surely, because it's a sensitive issue, isn't it? You can use humour, but it must be done in a sensitive way.
Yes, you're right, it is. And we did float the video past various members of the community, some Black Saturday survivors, some police and other emergency services, just to get their feedback on it. And our committee of people, we sort of reviewed the script and reviewed the final video until we were happy with it. And we thought that, you know, it was just sort of different enough and strong enough to get the message through and get people to remember it, that we thought the risk was worth it. You know, people need to know. They need to hear the message in a different way.
Mm. So do you feel that humour can work better than, say, a fear campaign?
Yeah, look, I think that the CFA have been doing a good job of getting the message across, and they pass their message on in a certain way, and we just thought that it was worth doing it in a different way so that people could hear.
Mm. Greg, what's your view? Is humour an effective approach to a serious issue like this?
Look, I think we're in a situation where we've tried many different ways, and when this proposal came along, I thought it was quite good. In fact, it's turned out to be excellent. And I suppose from the CFA perspective, it was probably difficult for the CFA to do that sort of presentation as part of the official CFA message, but it seemed the way we did it was quite effective, and the whole objective here is to, one, get people aware, and now get them to do something. Now, if that's the way we can achieve it, well, let's do it.
Yeah, anything that works, I guess.
And look, it's a question of anything that works. Look, I saw situations in the back end of 2009, and I remember coming back home and saying, we never want anything like that to happen here. And that really was my motivation to get really behind this project and to do my best to increase awareness and then end up with effective planning.
Mm. And Jody, you have a sense, do you, that the video has had an effect, likely?
Yeah, it has. Look, you know, people talk to me in the local community and they, you know, they sort of have a bit of a laugh and say, you know, oh, geez, I'm really just like, you know, that particular character, and I've really got to get on and
scary.
And I think we all, to some degree, identify with someone in that video. And, you know, that's what it's all about, is making people have a bit of a laugh and go, oh, gosh, you know, that's me, but also prompt them to take it seriously and think, well, you know, now's the time to make a plan, and we're trying to make give as many tools as possible to the community to help them do that. Mm. So this is, you know, our first step, raising awareness, then sort of teaching people, you know, what is an effective plan. You know, you can't just say, oh, well, I'm going to leave, because you may not have that option if the fire starts locally. And, you know, and then ultimately have them change their behaviour and actually do what's in their plan.
It's interesting, isn't it, that it was a very local project that now has gained interest from interstate as well. You've clearly tapped into something.
Yeah, the CFA are using it quite broadly in their community engagement training, as are the New South Wales Rural Fire Service. They have also picked up the video and they're using that in their regional community engagement forums, although I think they're a bit diverted from that at the moment.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
And other CFA regions are also rebadging the video to make it local to their area, in the Dandenongs and in Frankston, and even British Columbia in Canada.
So, they've got hold of it, have they?
Yes, they're quite interested in it as well. I'm not sure if they get our humour, but, you know.
Yeah, I wonder how many of those phrases transfer.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Greg, clearly that's endorsement, though, that something's working here.
Oh, look, it is, the responses have been excellent, and the whole concept behind Be Ready Warrandyte, and we did a lot of time and a lot of effort in when we were getting the concept right and getting the title, so you can take the Warren Idata couldn't be ready, Warrnambool, be ready, Frankston, be ready, anybody. Mm. And it's not a major job. And same with the actual video production. It was done in such a way that where the references to Warrandyte can simply be taken out and you can put in whatever area you like. And obviously the bit I do at the end, if you want to use the local brigade captain, the scripts there, you just take me out.
You're prepared to be cut, are you? From the
I'm not a professional actor, that's
for sure. But as effective as this has been, surely if people pick up the paper or watch the news at the moment and see what's happening in the Blue Mountains, if that doesn't get them motivated, will anything?
Probably not. No, look, from our perspective here, and I don't say this in a smartly manner, but the bushfires in New South Wales are simply will make people here in Victoria smarten up their footwork early. I always say when it's cold, wet, and green, no one thinks of anything to do with fire. When it's hot, dry, and yellow, everyone thinks about it. So that generally doesn't happen here till late December, January. But these fires in New South Wales will certainly get people motivated, and we'll certainly in my brigade area be pushing out the message now as quickly as we can.
Yeah, and I know some of your members of your brigade there are on standby. So if they do head up, safe travels and safe firefighting to them. Thank you, Greg, for joining us today.
Thank you very kindly.
Greg Kennedy, Captain of the South Warrandyte Fire Brigade. And Jodie, thank you for telling us all about what is really an interesting project.
Yeah, that's okay. And also, just if people want to find out more, we do have a website, which is simply warrandyte.org.au. So there's all sorts of information there.
All right, and I think we can probably get a link up to the YouTube clip via the Bush Telly Facebook page as well. Yeah, we'll get onto that. Thanks, Jodie.
Thank you.
Jodie Clark, Project Manager of Be Ready Warrandyte.